Belfast. That was an international cross country. That's an annual event hosted by the Northern Ireland Athletics people, and a new course this time in Dundonald, and that went that proved to be a good reaction to that course, actually, and probably be back there next year. But the Donegal interest in it, I'll cover first of all. Obviously, we had a few athletes competing for Ulster in the Celtic International, and you know, always be interested in that, young developing athletes, and a couple of good performances. And the Celtic International, which covers the under-17s, the under-20s, and the under-23s, we had Sean McGinley from out there in Dunswally from Olympian Club. He finished fifth in the Celtic race. And the scoring situation. Amy Green had a really, really, really good run. She's from down the Rosses there. She runs from the Rosses Athletic Club. She was fourth in the Celtic in the scoring situation there. And Mia McKelmont, who I've talked about a few times, and I saw her on the track of Finn Valley last weekend, and she just very impressive young athlete. She was in the under-20. She's from the Tyrconnell Club. She finished ninth in that race. Because quite a few athletes over from Britain, but fourth in the Celtic, so she should be well happy about that. And then there were a few other athletes from Letterkenny competing, and Nikita Bourke was in the senior race. That's always the best. Senior race is really a big international story, you know, whether a Burundi athlete won the men's, so you can get an idea of Kenyans, Ethiopians, Burundians, East Africans. But Nikita Bourke, good experience for her in the senior women's race. Owen Hughes was in the under 23 section, a race, and Jack Holian in the under 17 boys race. So great experience for the three of them. So a good day, and you know, the big story coming out of Belfast is Irish athletes are not making the impact that they did in this international cross country some years ago, and that would be a worry for the sport. But the trend in the sport has changed. It has changed towards the African domination, and the days of people like John Tracy, like Steve Ovette from Britain, like Cram, who were all running cross country back then, that doesn't happen anymore. So yesterday, Africans to the fore big time. Then we moved on, we head down to yesterday, a long, long day for the combined events athletes, National Combined Events Championships. Sir Connell had a great interest in that. They had a good wee group down there, a number of talented young athletes, and two medals coming out of that. Alicia McGonigal from Sir Connell, as I say, from the Glenties area, he got a medal in his under-18 section, and Niamh Mohan got herself a bronze medal in her age group. So well done to them. And Owen Sharkey, also from the Tyrconnell Club, finished fourth. So not sure whether they'll be happy or not, but some good individual performances in what was the pentathlon combined events. It's a number of events combined and points scored and so on and so forth. So good start to the season, and looks good for the Tyrconnell grouping there. Martin Mooney was on the road yesterday all the way from Inishowen Athletic Club. He finished second in the Masters pentathlon in his age category. And Martin, I can underline it regarding Martin, his enthusiasm and his energy for getting to national championships is really exemplary. And he had a really good 2018 season. So the Inishowen athlete will be happy yesterday with the silver medal. Indeed, he was one of the first people on the phone to me this morning to tell me about his exploits. So really delighted to be able to carry that story. So that was then, Patrick, we headed last night to the Finn Valley Centre. A big crowd. This is the annual Donegal Athletic Board Awards. This is an event that has been building this last few years, and you know, last night was the best yet in terms of attendance, in terms of organisation, in terms of every aspect. It was really, really, really impressive. So well done to the Athletics Board there. And Summer Leckie, of course, and Brendan Boyce were the senior athletes. They're the senior athletes of the year. And in the master category, it was Kieran Doherty from Letterkenny and Noreen Bonner from Finn Valley. Of course, Boyce and Leckie are both Finn Valley. And in the junior section, Summer Leckie again and James Kelly Finn Valley as well were getting the junior awards. And then the Hall of Fame, a lot of attention on the Hall of Fame. And on the night, Bernie O'Callaghan, the county chairman, you know, a lifetime involved in the sport back in the early days. One of the people who was responsible for forming the county board back in the 60s, early 70s, while he was teaching in Glenties. And, you know, he's been involved as an international athlete, as an admin, as a coach, and every single aspect of the sports. And he's currently still the Killybegs man, is currently the county chairman. So a well-deserved honour for Bernie O'Callaghan, and very well received Award for Bernie. So a good night. And then, of course, the other, all the clubs represented, and, you know, they got their own individual awards in various age groups. So it was a good night, and yet again, I was looking forward to next year. I have no doubt it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. So well done, Donegal Athletic Sport.
And from your point of view, Patsy, we're always looking out for new athletes that's going to raise their hand this year. I'm going to put you on the pedestal now. Is there anyone we should look out for?
Well, there is. You know, you're going to look at two different aspects of the sport here. You're going to look at cross country. I've continually talked about Sean McGillinay, and I've talked about Mia McCallum. They were in action yesterday, and their names crop up again. Amy Green is now beginning to progress in the sport, the Rosses athlete, and all the reports I'm getting about her is she's a good hard worker. She trains hard. She's committed to good attitude. So that's those are all things that you need. So good luck to them. Of course, in the underage section, they're look, the names, there's so many, you know. Indoors, first of all, I mean, there's a big long list, and then we'll go outdoors. But there's a hell of a lot of young Donegal athletes in the underage section. I don't really want to kick in on any one particular, but obviously Summer Leckie's still a junior athlete, and she will be looking forward to the season ahead. Indeed, she'll be looking forward to the European Senior Championships in Glasgow in March, April. So basically, that'll be her big target. So, she had such a season last season, second in the world. So, you know, you don't get much better than that. So, look, we'll have to just wait and see. Right now, it's cross country and it's indoor athletics. And then we're on, you know, this thing goes round and round, it's like a roundabout, this thing, and the months go by so quickly, and then come April, we're outdoors and a new challenge once again.